I have a moment of science question today. Is animal cloning for real? I want to have my cat cloned.
Mr. Waffles?
I just like him so much. I think it might be cool to have another one of him.
Well, animal cloning technology exists, but pet cloning isn't quite there yet, and it may never be.
Why not? I would think lots of people would want to have copies of their pets.
That's just the problem. A clone isn't a copy. It's a separate individual organism. The only thing a clone of Mr. Waffles and Mr. Waffles himself would have in common is their genetic sequence.
The only thing? Isn't that everything?
Apparently not. As cloning technology has improved, more and more evidence has come out of clones that don't look alike or act alike. For example, Ted Friend and Greg Archer, both at Texas A&M, have cloned piglets. They report that there is just as much variation in appearance among the clones as among the non-clones. Some have bristly coats, others not. Some have more teeth, some fewer.
But wouldn't a clone of Mr. Waffles at least have his charming personality?
Maybe not. The world's first cloned cat was made by Dwayne Kramer, also at Texas A&M. He reports that the clone has a different personality altogether than its clone mother. It's much more friendly, in fact.
So clones can look different and act differently, but they all have the same genes? How is that possible?
Next time.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Eve Brune in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.